as an agent of change, the apostolic anointing and mantle is a builder and is an agent of change. And I want to begin to reveal to you some things that will make you stronger in the spirit and stronger in the faith with this apostolic transitioning. So today, from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, I'm going to read out of the Passion Translation, verse 11, Ephesians 4 and 11. And he has appointed some with grace to be apostles, and some with grace to be prophets, and some with grace to be evangelists, and some with grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers. In verse 12, and their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. Now we'll go on through the 13, 14, 15 to the 16 verses in the days to come. But these five graces, the Lord desired for them to be in harmony. When those graces are in harmony, manifestation of the grace of God would be in full pledge, a full functioning, a full anointing, a full mantle. And we as believers need all five of these graces together. And so you begin with the apostle, and the apostle is the thumb of the hand. It's a hand of five fingers. It makes God hand of grace to be upon us, to train us and develop us in a certain way. Because these graces have not been in harmony, I think we have suffered harm. So this is the hour. I believe that the Lord is bringing these graces back together to strengthen the body of Christ, that the body of Christ can do the work of the ministry in a grace and anointing and a mantle all over the world. So personally, your own life, I believe it would be an advantage to you to learn how to yield to these graces, how these graces operate, how they're supposed to function together. Each grace has a purpose. The grace of the apostle is to build. The grace of the prophet is to cause you to be able to hear a rhema word. The grace of the teacher is to strengthen us in understanding God's doctrine and his word. Then the grace of the pastor is to love and nurture the church and watch out for the body of believer. He also functions in the teacher aspect of it. And then the evangelist is the arm that reach out and pull people into the body of Christ. Now, each one of you should be working in all five of those graces. I'm going to get into it more later. But you as a lay person, if you're not in ministry, you're not in a five-fold ministry, you're still supposed to be working in the grace of the apostle, the grace of the prophet, grace of the teacher, grace of the pastor, and the grace of the evangelist. Those anointings should be on. You don't have to be one of the office, but as the five graces pull together and train you properly, you can break out and begin to do your ministry, enjoy your life, and enjoy the blessings of God.